1,550 people filled an auditorium and an overflow room at Columbia High School. Featured speaker Dr. Rick Timms challenged Governor Andrew Cuomo's assertion that New York is ready for business, explaining that the class of 2012 got the best education New York schools will ever be able to offer for the foreseeable future. He blasted Cuomo's budgets, saying that as a result, 100 or more local school districts will be fiscally insolvent in a year or two, despite laying off teachers and cutting programs. Assemblyman Pete Lopez labeled New York's education policy disjointed.
I've seen this coming for 4 years. Once the recession hit, it was predictable that eventually there would be an issue with public funding for our schools. And throughout successive administrations, we've seen the noose tighten, and it hasn't been mean-spirited, but it's been a reflection of our economy. The challenge in front of us now, with the tax cap, with limited state aid, other pressures, growth pressures on the schools, my prediction is within 2 years, unless we have meaningful reform of state funding for schools, mandate relief, and more flexibility, the wheels fall off. And our schools, not only educational bankruptcy, but fiscal insolvency for some.
Educators argue that districts have lost $6 billion in state funding over the last 3 years, which has resulted in cuts to staff and programs. They say some students can't get admitted to a college of their choice because their high school has been forced to drop programs needed for acceptance. Rick Timms urged districts and parents to brace for future teacher layoffs. He called for adequate and equitable funding, citing costs, including insurance and pensions that keep going up, noting that school districts are severely restricted when it comes to raising taxes. He argued against dispensation of state aid by averaging, explaining that each district is unique.
My head is in the oven, my feet are in the freezer, and on average, I feel just fine.
Schenectady Superintendent of Schools Larry Spring told the crowd the wider a district is, the more likely it is to be fully funded.
Right now, Schenectady is receiving about 54% of the aid that it is legally due by the formula. And that translates to about $62 million annually that the school district is shorted. You know, even if we were at the median level, so the median school district in New York State gets 82% of their funding, that would mean $38 million of aid additional.
Spring says his district is one of the poorest in the state, and Schenectady kids desperately need help in reading and for mental health services.
In state law, the legislature has in there the number of minutes that we have to actually teach PE to children, but nowhere in law or in regulation does it say how much we have to teach reading. And so reading is not a mandated thing that we have to provide to children. It's assessed, you know, we're held accountable to it by a test, but it's not actually a mandated service. Ultimately, I think if we pare down, you know, what it is that's at the core of what public schools are about, it's around literacy. And so a couple of years ago, the district had to cut about half of the reading teachers that we had providing those services to kids.
Educators say Governor Andrew Cuomo's pledge of meaningful mandate relief has failed to become a reality. They want the gap elimination adjustment eliminated, and they want truly meaningful mandate relief. Senator Neil Breslin says it is the responsibility of legislators to make sure quality education happens.
It's funny, I met today with the four area assembly people, four new ones, to go over strategies to try to increase some of the aid, in particular aid to high-need schools. We got to make sure that every child, not only in the Capital District, but every child gets an equal education and a good education.
Host Superintendent Dr. Angela Nagel told the audience they have the power to help. She invited them to attend a February 11th event at Niskayuna High to learn how to advocate for their local schools. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.